Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boss.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Honestly, you can't go wrong with a bit of The Man from Del Monte. I mean, just what a band. What a band. 0344 499 1000. What is it, Thursday now?
Yeah.
I'm giving a talk tomorrow at my boy's school, right? And my boy's cool with it now, my eldest. The 8-year-old, it's for like years 3 to 6 or something like that, I don't know. And my eldest was not keen to start with. You mustn't talk about me, you can't look at me, you can't touch me. Okay, fair enough. So I said, I'm actually going to stand up and sing a song. That's my little baby boy over there, and I love him so much. Give him a kiss and a cuddle every day. Sits on my lap and I read him stories. Gonna do that. Can't do that. All right, I won't do that. So then I was sat with him tonight. And I said, oh, don't forget, I'll be at your school tomorrow giving a talk. Oh, yeah, yeah. Have you, he says to me, have you done a, have you got a PowerPoint? I went, huh? Have you got a PowerPoint for it? Talking about work and jobs and stuff. I said, no. Any of the other parents have PowerPoints? Yeah, they all have. You've not got one? No. I said to him, should I do one? He said, well, it's up to you.
Yeah, but I bet all the other parents have got really boring jobs that need illustrations.
Well, one of them's a pilot.
Okay. He stitched you right up.
He stitched me right up like a kipper. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Tell us about our guest that we've got next. I'm intrigued by this. This could be the future
of
vaginas.
Here's the thing, gentlemen. Right, the woman who is in your life, whether she is your mother, your sister.
Don't make me think of my mum's vagina.
All right, well, don't then. Stop.
You put my mum's vagina in my head.
Recoil.
I can't stop thinking of my mum's vagina.
Stop thinking about that. Now I'm thinking about it. I don't even know your mum. Anyway,
I bet she's got a great vagina.
Oh, God.
She's my mum. I love her. I love everything about her. Everything.
Stop. So, you know, it's only polite to keep yourself tidy in various areas, right?
Well, it is now.
I've got my eyebrows so they don't join together.
When I was growing up, 70s and 80s and early 90s, it wasn't. No one really, there was no real kind of sculpturing going down
and
there.
And now, you know, there's fashions.
First time I saw a shaved downstairs.
A shaven haven.
I was like, what is this? But as you know now, Catherine, I keep trying to show you, I'm a shaver. I'm a raver and I am a shaver.
Well, there's a little image for everyone who's stopped thinking about Ian's mum's
vagina,
nether
that's
regions.
Back in my head now.
Right,
now I'm thinking of her vagina and my genitals.
Anyway,
this is terrible.
I thought I was pretty well kept. You know, I like a tidy workspace and I advocate such behaviour. But it would appear I've missed a bit.
Yep. You missed a bit just there.
Because our next guest went for a procedure that I didn't think was possible.
Well, should we
hello, Tracy.
Let's speak to Tracy Kiss and find out. Evening, hey. Tracy. How are you doing?
You guys are making me chuckle.
Well,
pretty intense.
Stop thinking about his mother's bits, please.
I'm going to go straight in there, Tracy.
No,
steady.
Go in there.
How is your vagina looking these days? What an opening question to a guest. I mean, go on.
I feel about 10 years younger.
Really?
Absolutely.
What have you had done? Tell me what you've had done and what was the thought process building up to it?
Yeah, no. Well, I've just had my 31st birthday, and you kind of get to that point where you just think, do you know what? I'm not in my 20s anymore.
Yeah.
Quite surprising, you know, kind of midlife crisis kind of time. And celebrating my first anniversary with my boyfriend, I kind of thought, well, what can I do to feel young again? You know, like, how can I regain that kind of energy? And I think a big part of feeling good is looking good and having body confidence.
Definitely.
You know, what's more body confident than your genitals towards your partner? So, you know, why not make the most of them and keep them as youthful and,
useful
and firm as possible for as long as possible?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's something that is actually amazing that I recommend everyone should try.
Okay.
So you've had bleaching, sometimes it's called whitening, although I'm imagining they don't change it to a colour that's completely different from what the surrounding area would be.
No, you can't smurf your vagina. but there, you know, it's quite deceiving with the word bleaching. There's no bleach involved.
Thank God.
Yeah, thankfully it's a laser, so it's a...
Ooh, like in that James Bond film where it's going up him. So how did you run through a list of other things you might want to do, like get a tummy tuck or boob lift, or and you just went, no, I'm going to go for the vagina?
Well, that's the thing, like, I'm into bodybuilding, so...
Right, okay, so you're buff.
Lead a healthy lifestyle, yeah, work out with weights, do loads of sit-ups a day, you know, so you do everything you can to look your best.
Yeah, oh, I know that. Same here. same here is what I'm doing all the time.
Yeah, so you went for this procedure, and you went in a lunch hour.
I did, and I actually took my boyfriend with me, which was really nice, and just said to him, like, hey, do you know what? I've got a procedure booked in today. Do you want to come along? We'll go shopping afterwards.
I love it.
You know, it was really nice.
Did he sit in with you, or is it, what is it like? Is it, I'm not taking the mic now. We've got our tongues in our cheeks slightly, obviously, but I'm genuinely fascinated. Is it you kind of go in and there's stirrups and there's there's a guy with a white coat pointing a laser at you? How does it work?
It's nothing like Austin Powers.
He's like miming a laser, but it looks like a massive bazooka. The thing. I imagine it's something quite small.
Yeah. No, it's
talking about now?
It's actually smaller than, you know, a personal toy would be. Very similar to having a smear test.
Okay.
Inserted inside, and the laser then pulses and stimulates collagen within the vagina.
Oh.
And it's called a rejuvenation. It helps to renew cells. It helps with elasticity, loss of moisture. It corrects dryness or itching and symptoms from when women go through the menopause or they've had children, they lose sensation. It just rebuilds and rejuvenates everything.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. I naively thought it was just the outside of your vagina that you're having bleached or brightened or rejuvenated. You're saying it's the inside as well.
Yeah, so I had a dual procedure, which is the whitening to the outside and tightening to the inside, which is a rejuvenation. So it's actually two separate procedures that I had done at the same time. You know, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Was there any
part
of the procedure, Tracy, or any part of you that was obvious part of you? Was there any moment where you were lying back there with the man with the or the woman with the laser doing their thing, and thought, oh, I should have just bought myself a new top?
do you know what? It's one of those things that you see in the media. You see celebrities having these treatments, and you just think, I wonder what that's like. And you know, after having children, I have two children of my own. I always thought, wouldn't it be nice just to feel what it's like to not have had children? And I'm sure, like, you know, most women, they get to a certain age or they have babies. You're on a trampoline at a birthday party and you just think, like, oh, my God, I'm going to pee myself.
I did my back in. I didn't pee myself, but I did do my back in on a trampoline a few months ago. I'm never doing that again.
Wouldn't it be nice if it wasn't like that?
Yeah, wouldn't it? Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and there's this whole thing about pelvic floor health, how you have to do, you know, your exercises. People don't really know how to do it. Stress incontinence can happen to anybody at any age.
Yeah.
This kind of corrects so many different ailments in that area that we just really leave alone.
Can I ask something? If this is too personal, then tell me to jog on. Okay, thank you. You talk about the tightening. Did your boyfriend, your partner, the next time you had sex go, oh, yeah, I can feel that? Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's the most exciting thing. So he's actually quite well endowed. So
good lad.
An issue for us, but more so he was like, oh my God, that's different. So in the whole time that we've been together, he's only ever known it to be one way.
Yes.
So for it to be a different way is amazing.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And here's the thing, right, because I'm giggling like a schoolboy, but that's kind of, That's kind of a... We try and talk about sex on this show, but it's difficult to do it without giggling and stuff. But that's a very British thing. I bet if we were in America doing this, it'll be like, so can you tell us exactly the pigment change in the shade of your vagina? You know, it'll be a proper serious discussion. It's very British, isn't it, to kind of giggle and smirk at this kind of stuff, when actually, if it's making you feel better, if it's bringing you and your partner closer together, then it's brilliant.
Here was my reservation about it, right? I think that women in particular are made to feel more sheepish about their vaginas than they need to be, right? There's loads of products kind of convincing you that somehow it's not up to, you know, exposure, and you need to sort yourself out because it's a problem. So when I heard about like bleaching, I was thinking, first of all, the word bleaching, flipping heck.
Sounds scary, doesn't
and,
it?
Yeah, and then secondly, I was thinking, what people have got complaints about what colour it is now. For God's sake, one more thing to worry about. But actually, if you're talking about, you know, some sort of, I mean, non-surgical procedure that makes you feel better about yourself, and it's about, you know, avoiding, you know, wetting yourself and all that sort of stuff, then, yeah, that's different, isn't it? Rather than going, oh, what have I done? You know, I've sorted my boobs out, I've sorted my hair out, this old thing needs smartening up. It's not like that, is it?
No, absolutely. Well, think of it like a bunch of grapes. If you were to, you know, have a glass of wine and some grapes and cheese and bread...
Yeah.
Really random.
Well,
you wouldn't go for the wrinkly grape at the bottom of the bun.
Nice. I'm sure your grape has never been wrinkly.
But, you know, with age, skin does get thinner.
Well,
it wrinkles. And, you know, especially in genitalia, it darkens with age because the pigment comes through with delicate skin. On your face, you have dark circles under your eyes.
Yeah.
So you look in the mirror and you think, oh, God, I look so tired.
I'm pretty sure your boyfriend wasn't recoiling in horror at the way it was before. He's not complained about it. That's not what made you feel like you wanted to change things, is it?
No, absolutely not. No, he's never made me feel that there was anything wrong nor that I needed to change. But at the same time, I think, you know, you could put on nice underwear and even if nobody sees it, you're wearing it under your clothes.
You feel it. You mentioned cheese and grapes and wine. Let's go back to the cheese. Do you still drink your friend's semen?
What?
My boyfriend's semen.
It's your boyfriend's semen now. Sorry, someone just sent me a link saying, ask if this is still a thing. And I've got a story from last year. Sperm smoothies give me an energy boost. And there's a picture of you.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it affects different people in different ways. My partner actually gets quite tired when he's ejaculated, whereas it really energises me.
Yeah, yeah.
But you think it's full of natural multivitamins. It's a way to relax. It's a way to sleep better. It has everything in there to boost the immune system for humans. So when we turn to, say, cow's milk to feed babies, actually breast milk from a mother is far more beneficial because it's made for humans.
For humans, of course it is, yeah, yeah.
The same can be said for male ejaculation. You know, it's not made for babies, obviously.
No, definitely no. Just for anyone listening...
No. Yeah, no, absolutely. No. Don't feed it to babies.
No.
But for partners after intercourse, once that's absorbed, it has a beneficial effect on
you. Is that scientifically proven? Or is there data to back that up? Or is it just your experience?
Well, my experience also, but there are studies into the benefits of is within semen. And again, down to the lifestyle, you know, if it's somebody that's drinking alcohol and smoking.
Yeah.
Constantly, they're not going to have as quality semen as somebody that's leading a healthy, active lifestyle.
Yeah.
There are proteins and vitamins in there that we need on a daily basis.
Daily, gosh.
You know, a multivitamin or take your partner's semen.
Is it funny? Because I was thinking about this the other day. The humans are made weirdly in that when a man has ejaculated, there are chemicals are fired off in his brain that sends him to sleep. But when a woman has orgasmed, it's the opposite. There are chemicals that are, like, keeping her awake and kind of buzzing and stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It does give me so much energy. And I think on a daily basis, orgasms help you to relax.
Yeah.
You feel good. You're less stressed. There's dopamine in the brain. And it's just a way to have a positive boost. And I think, you know, half the world's problems can be solved with more intimacy between couples.
I'm just looking at... Oh, hang on. Sorry. I'm just looking at a picture of you spooning... Is that what you're spooning into your mouth in this picture? Okay, good for you. Also, this... Are you still a vegan?
I am, yes.
Are you? Because I'm a meat eater. I was a vegetarian for a long, long time, and I started eating meat about 4 or 5 years ago. But I'm really surprised that all of the there seems to be a lot of casual abuse of vegans. I mean, there's this big story about the guy that made a joke, and should he have left his job or not? I don't know. But around that story, the conversation around that story, including on this station, there's a lot of casual abuse of vegans. And I might have done it a few years ago. I'm a little bit wiser and a bit more clued in now. But vegans are weirdos. And how do you know someone's a vegan? Well, they'll always tell you about it. All of this, yeah. I don't get it. If people have made... I got a lot of respect for vegans. I don't think I could live like that. Certainly not at this point in my life. But if someone has made that conscious decision that that's how they want to live, I just wondered how you felt, Tracy, about the kind of jokes and the flack that vegans seem to get.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I do have a sense of humour when it comes to veganism, because as you say, you are kind of treated like a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah.
So whenever I eat out in a group or I go to a restaurant, I say, sorry, do you have a vegan menu? And, you know, they look at me and just think, what? So the first thing I say is, oh, it's okay, there's a car park, I'll go and eat some grass.
Well,
so you kind of have to have a sense of humour.
Yeah.
There are some really crazy vegans out there, to be fair. But my kind of approach towards it is each to their own. You can give people health advice, or you could say, this is why I've chosen to do this. But at the same time, don't make people feel bad for having an opinion. And, you know, if somebody could eat a steak in front of me and I wouldn't try and knock it off the table and bury it.
Yeah.
You know, I would just say, enjoy your meal. And I think it's the kind of the minority that are very into veganism, that they are so intense that they kind of want to protest and steal animals. You know, if they're very passionate about something, I think that's a good thing. But equally then, the people who kind of just go about their day, living the lifestyle that they choose to without putting it in people's faces, they kind of then get a bit of a bad name for the kind of extremism around veganism. But then equally, you know, things have to change. If there's cruelty and suffering, if there's bullying or there's misuse of things, we hope that justice would prevail eventually. So, you know, in doing what they're doing and in being as vocal and as outrageous as they are, you know, perhaps that will save lives.
Mm.
That's just not something that I would personally do. I'm happy to eat my vegetables and keep quiet about it rather than, you know, try to enroll as many as possible.
Tracy, it's so nice to talk to you. Thank you so much. You've taken our schoolboy and schoolgirl humour on the chin, if you will. And, you know, I think you've given us a lot to think about. Don't you think, Kath?
Yeah, definitely.
Listen, I know you're a personal trainer. Have you got a website or something that you want to send people to? You can give yourself a plug if you want.
Oh, thank you. Yes, it's just tracykiss.com, and you can find all of my things on there. I'm sure if you Google me, you can probably find some more exciting things.
Hey, listen, Tracy, it's been so nice talking to you. You can come on any time you want. We'll talk again at some point.
Thank you. I'm going to dream about your mum's vagina now.
Oh, no! We're back there again! Thank you, Tracy. 03444991000. That was good. I enjoyed that. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
If you want to follow Tracy on Twitter, at Miss Tracy Kiss, and it's Tracy without an E, at Miss Tracy Kiss, 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Susan.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Catherine.
Susan, hello. Finishing off a little drink there after that last conversation. We won't ask what it is.
Well, I thought, like yourselves, I thought Tracy was very interesting and a very lovely lady.
Delightful.
Very lovely.
Absolutely delightful.
Very. Mm. And I thought the subject was very interesting, what she was speaking about.
Would you bleach your vagina?
No, I'm just coming to that. The laser pen that went inside to tighten the walls.
Yes.
That sounds very exciting for ladies. Mm. But
this is the noise it makes, you know, as well while it's going on. That's all the clag coming off.
Oh, stop it. Clag.
You're very funny, aren't you,
I
Ian?
Am. Yes, I am. See, Susan says I'm funny, Catherine, so it must be true.
And Catherine's funny. Well, she must be funny as well. To be sitting next to you.
Yeah, you'd think so, but no.
Putting up
no,
with
she's
you.
Not. She's not funny. I'm the funny one.
But the thing is, so that was the inside of the vagina, but I still don't understand what they used to bleach the colour of the vagina. What did... Because I missed
Dettol.
It. I didn't...
No, don't, because no, there'll be someone not. At home thinking, I can't afford that, I'm going to use that. I think it's all part of the same procedure.
Lasers.
Okay. Lasers. But, I mean, I don't think the pigment fades, does it?
Here's the thing. Funny enough, and by the way, don't do, you know, if you're going to do it, seek a medical or someone from Craigslist. We talked the other week about the penis bleaching or penis lightening, because
really?
The penis gets darker, and it's true. The penis gets... darker. My penis is darker than it used to be. I take a picture of my penis every day. And if I go back to, let's say, June the 12th, 2014, no, it's darker than it is
I've
today.
I've seen the file. It's like a Dulux colour chart. Mm. It's changing.
Catherine, has your partner's penis darkened?
That's a question I've wanted to ask her for so long, and I've never had the guts.
Probably, yeah. It's been quite a while since I've seen it in the daylight.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret.
Oh.
Because I worked on a maternity unit for a little short time,
yes.
And our beautiful Asian ladies and our beautiful black ladies, when you part them open, they're pink inside. Did you know that, Catherine? Did you know that, Ian?
I did know that.
Yeah, and it's very pretty. It's like a little flower when it opens up. But also, did you know that in the Middle East, gentlemen, they like their ladies to be shaved? Did you know that?
I'm just wondering how much of this we're allowed to broadcast and how much of it is incredibly offensive.
It's only body parts, for heaven's sake.
Yes,
Yes, I did know that. Considering what we've just been talking about, it's nothing.
No, it's nothing. You know, I have never seen inside a person of colour's genitals. I never have. Never have.
It's pink. And,
maybe in a porno once, but I don't remember.
So, you know, that's that taken care of. Now, the other issue I wanted to talk
about... By the way,
so
I'm talking tomorrow to a group of 8 and 9 and 10-year-olds about what I do for a living.
Yeah, don't play them this.
Do I take in a clip of this? This is what I do, guys. We talk about black ladies' vaginas.
Oh, no, you mustn't do that.
No.
Not for children. You wouldn't do that.
Inappropriate.
I can't believe, Ian, on a serious note, here, that you really felt suicidal in your life?
Yes. Oh, yes, of course I have, yeah. Loads of times.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Can't believe that. Because you're just so funny and so clever and so happy. You know, I can't understand.
Oh no, he can be a right miserable sod.
Shut up! What is that? Shut up!
He can. We all have our moments, don't we?
Of course we do. But I just want to say to anybody who's listening, I have often had very, very sad thoughts and desperate thoughts. And to anybody listening out there, please, please, do not.
Don't give ejaculate to babies.
No, do not commit suicide, please.
No, that as well. Because getting a lot of good advice tonight.
Please stay strong, please. Please. Because it's not the answer.
The Samaritans are great. We should have given that the number after John's call. I tweeted it. 116-123 Samaritans. Mm. It's free. You can call them 24 hours a day. It's anonymous. They don't see your phone number. You can give them a fake name. You can. They're not in your area. They used to be. They're not now. 116-123. Yes. Save your life.
I just don't want anybody to commit suicide.
No, I don't. I don't.
You know, it's too sad, and I just want everybody to battle on. It is a battle. Mm. I battle with it myself, but we mustn't do it, you know, and I just want people to know that.
You're a good human being, Susan. You're a good human being, and we need more good human beings.
I try to be.
God bless you.
I try to be, but it is a struggle, Ian, isn't it? It's a struggle.
Can you just tell me again how funny I am?
Very funny. You crack me up.
Susan, thank you very much indeed. And maybe one day I'll get to see your bleached vagina.
Oh, stop it.
What?
Come on.
Speaking of those, it's Nigel.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Nigel.
I was watching Naked Attraction earlier.
I bet you were, mate.
Well, I didn't like it. I turned it off straight away. Right. Bun.
Did they start with willies or doodahs?
No, it started with willies. It started with
That's why you turned it off.
I thought it was gross. I didn't like it at all.
No.
What? Fancy making a programme of showing you bits and pieces. It's
bits and pieces. Mama's gonna love you till the end of time. That's what I thought. All the pieces.
Yeah, who played that song, that groove?
Was it the Searchers?
No, there was a drummer.
Dave Clark Five.
Dave Clark Five had played the drum. He was brilliant, wasn't he? Brilliant.
He's arrogant. No one liked him. Dave Clark Five.
I think he was really a good drummer, really. But he had to sing while he was playing the drum, so he couldn't put so much in.
Yeah, I don't know if he was a great drummer either.
You didn't count him as a good drummer?
Not really, no. He's very... Dum, 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 dum. All the pieces, bits and pieces. Dum, 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 dum. Catch us if you can. That's them. That's the Dave Clark Five.
The Small Faces. Did you remember the Small Faces?
I do. I like the Small Faces. Great band.
So the group, the Small Faces.
Oh, not the group. No, I was thinking of the band.
Yeah, the band. That's what.
Oh, the band were great. I love the band. The band with Robbie Robertson.
Are they still playing?
They're dead. They're all dead, apart from the drummer.
Ariana Grande was on the TV earlier. Did you get to see any of it at all?
I don't really watch TV, and I don't really watch young pop stars, because I'm not
inclined. I'm a fan of she's a friend of Miley. I thought I'd watch her sing, see what her singing's like.
Okay.
It's a completely different style of singing to Miley's country and western. It's basically pop all the time.
I don't think you can call Miley Cyrus country and western. Come on,
man. She's singing more country now than anything than she was.
She's done, a little bit, but that's not proper. That's not proper country. That's not proper.
On my Facebook, I've got a song you haven't heard.
Okay.
I found on YouTube. It's The Wrecking Ball by Miley.
Hang on a minute. What is this? Can I read you something? Billy has sent me this, and I don't know what it means.
Yeah.
The next time you hear from Nigel from Maidstone, please can you tell him to stop telling folk on Facebook he has cancer?
No, I haven't said that much. Only once.
Well, hang on a minute. Only once.
Yeah, but I thought I had it, but I don't think I
have. You decided you've not.
Oh, is that because of the thing on the what's it?
Okay,
there's so many on Facebook. I've got friends that are quite ill, so I've been speaking to my friend. I won't say who it is.
No.
And I told him he felt sorry about my mum, and he sent me prayers. He sent healing out. He sent me some prayers out for my mum. And also, he's quite ill himself, and I feel so sorry for him, you know.
Yeah, well, life sucks.
It's a difficult world to live. It's difficult with all these things going on.
It is hard on the boulevard.
Yeah, and I had £1,000 bill come in today, which has got to be looked at by the ward, and she's going to help me with it.
Now, how much? Because I heard you talking to Christo Foof Ass the other day.
Yeah.
And I was confused. Is there anyone other than the warden? Because you said the warden was taking your bills and then not giving them back to you.
Well, she rang me today and said, don't go to the Citizens Advice Bureau.
That seems like crazy advice. That seems like crazy advice.
Yes. Well, I just have to see what she does. But if I still have to continue paying a lot of money, I'll have to...
And are you paying this money? Do you give this money to the warden to pay the bill?
But, No. She'd asked me to play it into the post office or whatever.
Okay, well that's something. But here's the thing: if you want to go to the Citizens Advice,
yes.
Then you go to the Citizens Advice. No one can stop you doing that.
I've already been once, okay. And later to come back. But now I've got the bill. The bill came in today. I can take the bill to them if I want to.
Okay. Here's the thing. I think there's way more going on than you are able to comprehend and share with us. And I appreciate it's a big confusing thing.
No. I think people get paid for making people spend their bills. You know.
Yeah. Well, but, I just think there's more going on than your brain is able to convey to us. And I think it creates a confusing picture, and we don't have the full.
No, I've sorted out most of the bills. I've only got the electricity bill to sort out. And the gas bill, which is one bill for £1,000 at the moment.
I'm thinking, Nigel, if I started a crowdfunding to buy my best friend a bleached vagina.
I don't want a bleached vagina. My vagina is perfectly fine.
Did I say it was for you? Could be for Sam.
Have you been watching that programme?
I'm just thinking, if everyone chipped in like a quid... How much is it to cost to bleach them?
Does Catherine want to get it done?
No, I don't.
But if it was a present, you would have to.
I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
I'd rather have the money.
I wonder if I could buy a box on eBay that a little laser myself.
Oh, right.
I reckon I could build a laser to clean your foof.
Flipping heck, mate.
That lady was right, Ian. What
save a few
quid. Don't kill yourself when you're depressed.
I felt
like doing it a lot of times.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because of losing mum, and I find something to do, and then I forget it. You know, and I find something to take my mind off it, which is good. Ian.
Yep.
But I do get the suicidal feelings quite often at the moment. But I find things to do, like
have something to eat. I had a nice ham sandwich today.
Milk pudding, a big bowl of milk pudding.
Ooh, listen to you.
Yeah, it's rice pudding, actually, pudding.
Well, I feel we're veering off it. When we're discussing your puddings, I feel maybe we've gone a bit too far. So
I wanted you to hear that song on Facebook.
I can't... I prefer it when you sing.
It's a new one.
Yeah, all right.
It's Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. No one's heard it before.
I've heard Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus.
The way I sang it.
Yeah, I bet. Flipping it.
No, but I've got the tune right, all the tunes right, but it just sounds like a completely different tune.
All right, here we go. Thanks, but it won't hold forever.
Hi, this is Frank Spencer. Hello.
Here's the thing. I know this is going to sound... This already sounds echoey and reverby. This is going to sound awful.
It does sound good when I do stuff.
All right, here we go.
Can you run it forward? Good. No asylum site page. I do Wrecking Ball, but not in Frank Spencer's voice. We're going to do Wrecking Ball now. Betty said I should do Wrecking Ball. here we go with Wrecking Ball. Got it all mixed up. Chain, we're hearts in vain, we jump, we never ask why. We kissed and fell under your spell, our love will never come deny. Don't you ever say, I just walk away, I will always love you.
Let's have a moment of sincerity. That sounds great, you've got a great voice. I don't like watching videos of you, Nigel, and I'll tell you why.
The middle part, the middle part, right?
I am going to say something, because I have to say it. I don't like watching videos of you, Nigel, and I will tell you why.
I came in like a wrecking ball. I got that part right in the
middle. I'm going to tell you why, because I think you are a precious, vulnerable soul. And I see videos of you, and I worry about you, and I worry about how you're coping with life, and I worry about who's going to look after you.
At least it takes me; it keeps me occupied.
Exactly,
I
think it's great that you do it, but I struggle to watch videos because it reminds me that you are very vulnerable.
It's good to be different as well, isn't it?
It really is. It really, really is.
I've heard that from
you. Hang in there, Nigel.
Well, I rang you to cheer myself up because I'm sitting here. You know, still thinking about mum.
Okay. Go and have a ham sandwich.
No.
Yes. Listen, Nigel, I'm going to let you go, man. It's nice to talk to you. See you later.
Okay, nice to talk to you.
Bye-bye. I can't watch videos of him because it just brings home. It's more obvious when you see him that he is a vulnerable, precious soul that needs someone, in my opinion, to look after him. We all need someone to look after us. We all do, right? But some people need looking after a little bit more than others, right? And I think Nigel is one of those people that needs someone to put their arm around him and say, you know what, Nigel, it's going to be all right. I'm going to be with you and I'm going to cook for you. Don't you worry about these bills. I'm going to sort these bills out. And you sing and you play your drums. You do your creative stuff. And maybe let's not go on Facebook quite as much. And it worries me. It really worries me that Nigel, now his mum has gone, doesn't have anybody like that. He's got no family that talks to him. His brother doesn't talk to him, and who knows why. I'm not going to judge his brother because I don't know the situation. I would imagine there are reasons. You know, this whole thing about the money, the whole confusion about the bills and the funeral costs and the warden and the citizen's advice and all of that. Here's what I hope. I really hope that he has not hit a rock bottom yet. That he does hit a rock bottom, and that rock bottom then allows the care system to move in and take control. Because it sounds like the care system, from what we're hearing from Nigel, we're getting like 8% of what's going on. It sounds like he's kind of not on their radar in a significant way, and I would like to hear that their radar has picked him up and is swooping in and is taking care of him.
The don't go to the Citizens Advice Bureau thing is weird to me, but I wonder whether it's because they're looking after him, that he doesn't need to. What they're saying is you don't need to worry about that, it's all sorted.
We just don't know.
You know, the fact he's living in accommodation where there is a warden gives me some hope that someone's keeping an eye out for him.
And here's the thing, loads of people keep sending me emails and tweets saying, what can you do this about Nigel? Can you do a crowdfunding? Can you phone up the local authority? No, I really, really can't, because it's not my place, and because there is nothing that Catherine or I could do to help the situation. I'm afraid that this is something that Nigel has to go through and come out the other side. So everyone's suggesting we crowdfund and we pay his bills and all of that. That's great. It's not something I'm going to get involved with, because it's not my job, and it sounds heartless. We've helped other people, but I think that Nigel has to hit a rock bottom and has to be spotted by the authorities.
It would be a sticking plaster, wouldn't it? It wouldn't help him in the long run. Actually, you're right. What needs to happen is that he needs to come to the attention of someone who can put something in place long term.
Yeah, yeah. 0344 499 1000. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian and Kath on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.